Butler next week will be at home. It'll be a 7 o'clock kick again next week. So make the adjustment in your calendar. 7 o'clock against Altoona. And we'll be on the air at 6:45 with the pregame. And that is a non-conference game for the Golden Tornado. They're in a conference matchup right here. And Butler will get the football to begin the second half of play. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. Ron Willison along with Craig Lucas. And we'd like to give Emery Douthat a little bit of a shout-out. As I'm looking at my roster, he's number 93. And he's on the backside of my roster. So we were searching for the Butler Tornado place kicker, and it's Emery Douthat. So we got to give him credit for the point after.
That's it. He did a nice job. A nice leg. Like I said, unfortunately, we couldn't see his number to really call him out there.
I know. As Butler will move right to left, and it will be Shane Myers teeing it up for the Indians. A kickoff from the 40-yard line here in high school football. And the run-up in the boot. There's a line drive taken by Mihalik at the 16-yard line. He's at the 30. Has a little bit of a seam. He's tripped up at the 35 and dives forward to the Butler 37-yard line. So, and the sad part about this is, Craig, Butler has started a pretty good field position each and every time, it seems, when they have had the football. Just can't get anything going.
They really have, and it's tough to see those three and outs there. But it's all going to start up front. If we don't move anybody off the ball or if we're getting blown back, there's no play that ever is going to work here.
So let's see if the Tornado can draw first blood here in the second half. First down and 10. They have it at their own 37-yard line. Flieger will hand the football off, and up the middle goes Logan Dubiak, and he's out to the 40-yard line, a gain of three. Or is that Luke Mihalik, they're saying? Yep, it was Luke, and he gets three. A little bit of a body difference size between Luke Mihalik and Logan Dubiak. You think I'd be able to figure that one out?
I think they had Logan Dubiak providing the lead block in there.
Okay, thank you for bailing me out on that, Craig. I appreciate it. Second down.
Stuart, it's fine.
And seven. You get a lot of bailing going on.
It's like on the Titanic.
Fliggers flushing the pocket, throws on the run, catches made at the 40, 45, first down Tornado into Penn Hills territory, tackled at the 49-yard line, and making the grab for Butler.
Play results in a Butler first down.
And even the public address announcer didn't know who made the catch.
No, he can't see.
We're
not alone.
My
here.
Apologies. I'm trying to pick up on the numbers here. It's at the 48-yard line, though, and it's a Butler first down. First and 10. Hand off. And that is...
That's Logan Dubiak.
That's Logan Dubiak, and he has a good carry, a gain of 8 to the Penn Hills 40-yard line. Yeah, a little, nice hole opening up in the middle of that offensive line that time, Craig.
And that was good to see. You know, and Logan Dubiak, I think this might be a better fit for him right here, actually playing this side of the ball. He seems to, you know, find what he needs to do, and he's making things happen, and he's getting these good chunks of positive yards.
Second down and one. A bunch set to the far side for the Tornado. They'll hand it off. First down. Big hole over right guard. And inside the 35 to the 33 goes Logan Dubiak with a gain of 6, and they'll move the sticks again.
I said very effective. You know, Logan sees that little seam opening up quick, and he hits it. And, boy, he's been having some really good gainers with it tonight.
First down and 10. Flieger will move Dubiak to his right. High snap, a little pitch to Luke Mihalik. He tries the right, will reverse field. Tries to get a block and actually Fleeger tried to throw a block in there, Craig, but he got a piece of Luke Mihalik there and actually almost helped bring him down a little bit.
Yeah, when you have a speedy defense like this, like you're facing, sometimes you got to know when to say when and, you know, to try to turn back. Unless you're Barry Sanders, you don't make that happen too often.
And that'll be a loss of 7 back to the 39-yard line, second down and 17. Butler trailing 34-7 early stages here of the third. They have the football, though, at the Penn Hills 39. Play action, roll out to his right. Fleeger escapes one potential tackler, fires on the run, incomplete. A flag, though, is thrown. And that is at the 33-yard line, and Daquan Hardy looks guilty.
I think that's his third pass interference, and I think he should be happy when his night's done because they've only called maybe a half or a quarter what they could have called on him all night.
I don't know. It's an illegal man downfield on the tornado, it appears.
Well, he gets away with another one then.
So it will be, looks like they declined a penalty. The ball remains at the 39-yard line, third down and 17. And again, that happened as Fleeger running for daylight to his right, throwing on the run with a lineman downfield.
He did a really nice job escaping.
From the 39-yard line, third down. We'll give it off to Logan Dubiak. And Logan will try the right side, gets positive yards to the 35-yard line, a gain of 4, but not enough. Well short of the first down. He gets to... it'll be fourth down and 17, and you're going to go for it. Why not?
At this point, you have to.
So let's see if the tornado can get 14 yards or more here on fourth down. Fleeger looking for the flanker screen. A flag is thrown. It's incomplete. A flag thrown by the referee. Nope. Maybe he just threw his beanie, threw his bean bag. Fourth down. Pass incomplete. Punting unit out for Butler.
It's a shame because Tilko was wide open out there. I don't know if he would have had enough yardage for a first down, but, boy, he could have definitely made up some of that difference that we were seeing out there.
Fourth down. And Jake Crato on the punt. And Penn Hills has no... Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah,
that was on fourth down. My fault.
It's okay.
And so the Indians take over. And on first down, they hand a football off to the 40-yard line. Goes the running back,
Tank Smith.
Gain of 4 for Tank Smith out to the 40-yard line. Second down and 6. Clock moving. Butler trailing 34-7. Third quarter, 7:43 to go. Hollis Mathis remains in a quarterback for Penn Hills. Takes the snap. Comes a late rush. Looking for the deep ball. Has Daquan Hardy. He'll make the catch at the 25-yard line and will fall to the turf at the 22. First down and more for Penn Hills.
You want to talk about a mismatch. They had two receivers down there to our one defender. And so, honestly, I mean, number 24, Davon Coleman, did a great job because he had to cover two guys. Whoever was going to go after the ball, he was going to be the lone man to have to tackle him.
And he did.
Did a nice job.
But a big gainer of 38 yards on the pass and catch from Mathis to Hardy. First down. Mathis will hand it off this time to Smith. He'll try the right side. Looked inside, bounces around in. He's at the 10. He's at the 5, and Tank Smith is in for the touchdown. Penn Hills. That's his third of the game.
Wow.
For a big guy, Craig, he shows some pretty good speed.
Well, when you got some guys that are chasing you, stop running behind you, you don't have to have the greatest of speed, the greatest of ability. You just got to keep running. because we know the guys that are chasing you aren't running, you get a pretty good free pass to the end zone then.
And the Indians are going to try to make this a mercy rule game here as they're going to go for two.
Mercy clock, yep.
And Hollis Mathis takes the snap. He'll throw for the two-point conversion, and it's incomplete. And the Tornado stopped that two-point try. But with 6'54 to go in the third, it's now Penn Hills 40 and Butler 7. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
The law offices of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
From September 11th through Veterans Day on November 11th, Mars Bank is again celebrating our veterans and first responders through the Step Forward campaign. They are pleased to sponsor the Rock Station 97.7's Wiffle Ball Tournament, supporting the It's About the Warrior Foundation as part of this campaign. Sign up for the tournament at 977rocks.com or stop by the station at 252 Pillow Street in Butler. Help celebrate first responders and veterans at marsbank.com/stepforward. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With the lead. And looks like Penn Hills has a new kickoff guy. James Schropp will kick it away. Mihalik and Callahan await the kick for Butler. And they're definitely kicking away from Luke Mihalik. It is taken by one of the Tornado upbacks at the 30, and they run it forward to the 37-yard line. And that's exactly where they started their first possession. Jake Tilko with that return for Butler. They'll start this possession again on their 37-yard line, trailing 40-7. I'll tell you what, the heater's going on in the van on the way home. First down and 10, I'm scraping ice off my glasses here. It's getting cold. On first down. And a handoff up the middle goes Tornado runner for 3 yards to the 40. And Logan Dubiak with the carry. They're having a little success, Craig, going right over center. Mm-hmm. Running behind Cradle. On that side. Second down and 7. Brandon Flieger remaining in the game at quarterback on second down. Wants the throw. Looks to his left and now will be forced to scramble. And he does a nice job getting across the 40 to the 41-yard line to make something out of really nothing doing. Good coverage downfield by Penn Hills. Nobody open. He's looking for John Mihalik down the near sideline. And John unable to break free.
Joshua Allen.
Makes it third down and 6. Brandon Flieger steps up and he'll be sacked. He's tackled at the 37-yard line, loss of 4. And Penn Hills just too much right now for the Tornado. I got to give credit to Brandon Flieger, Craig. He's standing up in that pocket. And well, if somebody could just break free, he'll uncork it.
Technically, it's not a pocket. Technically, it's a collapsing pocket, okay? Because a pocket is generally something that's held for maybe 2-3 seconds. This thing closes on him. It's like a Venus flytrap. You know, but he's doing a yeoman's work out there. He's doing what he needs to do. He's trying to give himself as much time as he can, but when you have guys all around you, you're never going to get a clear look at the field.
Yeah, he's standing in there. And Jake Cradle with the punt, the high kick, taken at the 25-yard line. And running free with Penn Hills, a flag thrown at the 30, though. And tackled near midfield was DeMonte Mitchell.
And there's a ball loose there. It looked like the way they were jumping around there. It looked like the ball may have been loose. Well, they're signaling that Penn Hills still has it.
And this one will come back. That was actually Jaquay Sears on that return. This will likely come back. And that's exactly what's going to happen on the block in the back. So the Indians leading 40-7 back out on offense, and Hollis Mathis still in the game. Penalty, though, will put the football back at their own 20-yard line. First and 10 for Penn Hills. Hollis Mathis in the pistol on first down. He'll pitch it. And trying to get around the right side for Penn Hills. I believe was Jordy Daniels Boswell. That's his first carry of the night. And Butler held him to a 2-yard gain to the 22. Boswell, a junior. Second down and 8. Boswell remains in the game as the lone setback behind quarterback Mathis. They're showing blitz on the far side. Here it comes. They'll hand it off. A little stretch handoff. And that is Daniels again. And he breaks free. Jordy Daniels Boswell will go into the end zone with no flags, with a touchdown of 78 yards.
And there's a flag for a celebration penalty after.
That makes it 46-7. And that is the sixth Penn Hills running back. The fifth Penn Hills running back to touch the football and gain substantial yards here tonight. So this, not only are they speedy, this is a very deep Penn Hills squad. My goodness.
Well, we're running some substitutes in on our defense as well.
Yep, looks like both teams now, yep. Extra point try. Mathis with the hold. And it's a line drive extra point, and it's good. 3:09 to go in the third. It's now 47-7 Penn Hills. We'll take a timeout. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM at WBUT.com.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
With Butler Health System Faster Care in 4 locations, you get prompt care for minor injuries and illnesses, as well as routine medical services such as sports physicals and flu shots from physicians you know and trust. There's no need to wait. Urgent care with all the support, resources, and experience of the Butler Health System, only faster. BHS Faster Care with locations in Butler, Sarver, Katanning, and Slippery Rock. Visit us at butlerfastercare.org for more information.
47-7 Penn Hills, 3:09 to go into third. Mercy rule goes into effect. And I'm not real clear on what can stop the clock. A timeout, I suppose, an injury. Mm-hmm. Change of possession. And pretty much after that, if somebody goes, even if they go out of bounds, I believe, right? The clock still continues.
To run.
Okay. And the kickoff is a short one. Mihalik will take it at the Butler 39. He scampers forward across the 45 and is tackled at the 49-yard line. So a decent field position for the Tornado again. And let's just see if, again, Craig, in a game like this, it's just so hard to really dig any positives out of this. But Luke Mihalik's having a good night, as expected. And right now, though, you're just looking for anything. You want to go on a drive. You want to just put together a sustained drive and put some points on the board.
Yeah. Well, I'd say probably the most positive thing I've seen so far was actually that illegal man downfield. So it showed that at least our offensive line got off the line a little bit and got in the direction they should have been going all game here. So I just think they need to, you know, really get it going. I mean, yeah, you can be the biggest offensive line up front, but guess what? If you're getting pushed around, you're not if you're unathletic about it, you know, it's going to be a forever season on you.
Yeah.
You know, because, yeah, they got all the potential in the world. But, boy, oh, boy, I haven't seen anybody firing off the ball. I mean, I haven't seen one Penn Hills defender on their back. I haven't seen anybody getting just pushed downfield. It's just been a stalemate on the line at best.
Back to play as Butler has the ball at their 48-yard line. First down and 10, Brandon Flieger. On first down, we'll hand the football off. And a gain of 1. And that is Butler's Trent Vallant with the carry.
Tackle by number 34.
First carry of the night.
Boswell.
Gain of 1. Second down and 9. Hand off again and to the midfield stripe. Goes Trent Valence. Another gain of 1. Third down now. And 8.
Boswell, Davenport.
Eddie the M checking in with some scores. Norwin leading Altoona in the fourth quarter. 17-0. Cannon McMillan over Hempfield. 27-14. Mars is leading South Fayette. 7-0 at halftime. And Seneca Valley Peters Township, no score at halftime. These are the latest scores we have. And a screen pass to Dubiak is caught.
Go, go, go.
And he stays on his feet. He's at the 40, the 35, and will be run out of bounds inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. And a pretty well-designed play by the Tornado.
And that was a great effort by Dubiak there, because a lot of backs probably would have gone down. Couple yards short there, but he just kept driving, kept churning, kept twisting his body, enabling the defender not to wrap his arms around him, and he breaks free and gets another 15 yards. Yeah, I think he's found his way here on offense pretty good.
So Butler has a first down, first and 10 at the 29. Central Catholic leading Shaler 40-0 in the fourth. And again, up the middle this time. And a nice gain of 9 for Jake Tilko down to the 21-yard line. Gain of 8, second down and 2.
And number 16, Dylan Bennett.
Well, Bethel Park shutting out North Allegheny 28-0.
Oh, boy.
At the moment, North Catholic over Neshannock at halftime, 12-7. Newcastle trailing Montour 21-14 at halftime. And the give again, and it's a Butler first down inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. And that was John Ryan Harold with the carry. So some new names getting in there. Both teams liberally substituting at this point.
Good for JR. He's a good player, you know, and he's just a good kid all around. That's great to see him get the ball and get the first down. Good for him. Getting in there and get some action.
And he is a junior. Second down and two. And now a timeout will be taken by Brandon Fleagle. That's the end of the third quarter. End of three, 47-7, Penn Hills. We'll head to the fourth. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
The law offices of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
Fourth quarter. Butler has the football at the Penn Hills 16. Second down and two. And the handoff up the middle. Inside the 15 to the 14-yard line.
John Ryan Harold.
Harold again with the carry. Gain of four. Make it second or third down and seven.
Number 24, Tyree Brooks.
Third down and seven. Let's see if Butler, they need to get to the 7-yard line for a first down.
There's
and
the
they will get it. And it is a first down and more, tackled at the 6-yard line.
Trent Vallant.
Trent Vallant with a nice little scamper around right end.
On the carry.
Vallant.
It's Vallant.
It's Vallant, yes. Because Trevor's one of my son's friends
Vallant.
Growing up.
You yep. would know that.
Yeah, I would know that.
You've had a couple of kids in your house.
I do.
With friends.
That's it.
Half the Butler School District.
Pretty much.
Each child of yours has two or three, four friends. First and goal now for the Tornado as they look to dent the scoreboard again. And a handoff. Quick hitter up the middle. Goes for no gain. John Ryan Harold, 5'11", 215-pound fullback. Good size. Junior. Second down and goal from the 6. Hand off again.
You got it.
And that is?
That was Trent Vallant.
Vallant runs it in. Touchdown, Tornado.
With a Butler touchdown.
A 6-yard run by Trent Vallant. Makes it 47-13. That was a nice drive by Butler. It started at the 49-yard line. It's 9 plays later, they get into the end zone.
Very good. what you got to do. Hey, you know what? Yeah, the game's out of hand, but you got to keep fighting.
This is where jobs are won.
Absolutely.
Emery Douthit on for the point after try for the Tornado. And that extra point is good. Douthit say has a nice leg.
Yeah, he does.
And that makes it 47-14 with 9:55 to go. And Craig, I think we have to consider a WRIX primetime player of the game. And we'll start thinking about that now, and we'll make the announcement at the end of the game. Thanks to our friends at WRIX Taproom and Grill on the Meridian Road. And we're going to see if maybe, do you have the 50-50s that are drawn right now?
I do not.
You could buy, you know, something for the ride home at the snack bar on the way out.
It was a very good snack bar here. I got to applaud them on their food.
Oh, that hot sausage I had. You talked me into it prior to the game. I usually don't like to eat before the game, but, man, I had to give it a try. It was good.
That was good. Very good. I've never been to a high school game where they have funnel cakes and kettle corn.
I know, right?
You know, it's like kind of unique. It is kind of a carnival type food, but
they must have known the Butler people were coming. That's what we like to eat up in Butler.
They're just making some scrapple for us. Scrapple on a hoss.
Douthit with the kick, and it's a squibber. Picked up at the Penn Hills 30-yard line, and look out. Running down the near sideline, and looks like he'll go all the way for Penn Hills. It is a touchdown. And that's Anthony Grimes. Runs it. He picked it up at the 30, a 70-yard touchdown run. And that makes it 53-14. Wow, did he take off with that football, Craig? You know, he did what you had to do on something like that. You know, you take it a one hop, just get it and go.
Exactly.
There's no dancing around.
And that's, you know, I understand keeping your lanes and so forth when it's a deep kick, but when it's a shallow kick, it's kind of bouncing around like that. You got to start pinching. And, you know, we got 11 guys running in lanes. There's a lot of open area the guy can run.
And the extra point is good.
Because so, essentially he had one guy to beat. You know,
and that was the kicker.
Yeah, and when he got the ball, that's all he had to do. So, I mean, yeah, 70-yard run's great, but guess what? You had one guy to beat.
Yes, understood. Makes it 54-14 from the ice box here in Penn Hills.
So, got a good wind blowing right now.
Wind?
Yeah, see a nice wind here. Blowing my papers around. Glad I got my jacket on.
I know, you keep bringing that up. Next week, home cooking and baseboard heating at the Butler Press Box as a Tornado play host to Altoona. And again, that is an early start. It's a 7 o'clock start.
Nice not to have to be on the road for that one.
That's true. I mean, you don't want to drive to Altoona, is what you're saying.
No. I like seeing the choo-choos, but...
I know you do.
But that's about it.
I know you. One of these times, you just want to pull off on the way home. We'll watch the Altoona Curve choo-choo on the way home.
Oh, boy. I wouldn't turn that down.
So the Indians will kick it away, and we're back to the mercy rule. And the kickoff taken by one of the upbacks at the 42-yard line, advancing it forward to just shy of the 44.
Brad Kopp had
Brad
got that.
And he'll take over at his 43-yard line. That's where Butler will start this drive.
All righty, Butler, let's go now. Let's get another good drive together. Got to build off things here.
First down and 10. First game of the year, Craig. The old voice is just not used to doing it. And the handoff.
Flieger on the keeper.
Oh, that was Brandon Flieger on the keeper. It was a good fake. And he was tackled right near the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Number 85,
there's mainly all second team offensive linemen in here, so we'll kind of see how they're doing here. Somebody might be trying to win a position.
Norwin blanking Altoona 24-0. Hempfield and Cannon Mack in a good game. 1 point score there. 1 point difference. And that's Trent Valance with the carry. And it's he stopped for no gain at the 42-yard line.
Yeah, he's got that good speed to get to the outside, but he's got to learn to develop his stiff arm a little bit. He's got to get that separation. He can't let that defender get into his body because he's not big enough or strong enough yet to really absorb that and bounce off of that. Yeah, so he's got to use that stiff arm to get some separation there and kind of propel himself forward.
Third down and 10. Clear. Hands the football off. That's Valant again. He'll get to midfield.
Unfortunately, runs into one of his blockers there. Blocker kind of got in his way there.
Gain of 7, almost 8 on the play. So it'll be 4th down and 3. Tornado, of course, will go for it. Upper St. Clair leading North Hills 21-7.
Nice.
Bethel Park over North Allegheny 28-9.
Ooh.
Peters Township leading Seneca Valley 6-0. And the Reds are beating the Pirates 5-2 and after 6.5. And a botched handoff and falling on the football will be Valant. And that'll be a turnover on downs.
Looked like it was going to be another dive play there for JR.
Oh, I'm sorry, it was Harold?
Yes.
Yeah. At the Butler.
But unfortunately, that ball just popped out. Fell dead.
So Penn Hills will get the football on the Butler side of the 50-yard line at the 48. And let's see if you're going to see a bunch of subs. Yeah, it looks like the first-teamers are coming out. John LaDon, their head coach, looks like he's instructing a whole new crew of players to go out there.
Oh, boy, yeah. Got more subs in the hoagie shop out there. Jamie, Chris. Try to keep up with everyone here, but...
Yeah, you got to have a scorecard here. No doubt about it.
Obviously, one of the numbers we can make out there is number 52, Dennis Goodwine. I mean, it's nice to see a sophomore there, 6'5", 285. You know, good size
no
body
kidding.
And a young man there. So that's good to see. That's what you want to see. You know, good players like that coming up through the ranks.
Yeah, we're going to do our best here to let you know who's out there for Butler. Butler's scoring tonight from Luke Mihalik and Trent Valant. Mihalik on a kickoff return for a touchdown. And Valant on a 6-yard touchdown run. Penn Hills has the football at the Butler 48-yard line on first down. And a whistle. This one blown dead before it even gets started, and you're going to get that with the all the new faces out there.
And you have Penn Hills running an unbalanced line there where you only have the guard on one side and you have two tackles on the opposite side.
And the call goes against Penn Hills.
Puts
it back
balance.
Into the Penn Hills territory at the 47. And they'll hand the football off, and I believe that was Tyree Brooks for Penn Hills. He'll get a couple to the 48. Knock leading Blackhawk 32-13 Scott in the third.
Boswell,
and actually that was Scott Boswell Davenport for Penn Hills. Second down and 14. Clock rolling. 6:42 to go in the game. Butler down 54-14. Handoff. Davenport again. And he'll get positive yards to the 49-yard line. He'll make it third down and 13.
There's a flag down, too.
Goodbye, John.
Holding.
Holding against Penn Hills.
Holding. Penn Hills.
Hey, the referee's throwing a flag because they're cold. He's trying to stay warm with some extra motion there. This was a Major League Baseball game, and I was a home plate umpire. That strike zone would be as wide as the Allegheny River. Third down and 11. Second down and long. Let's put it that way. Actually, Damian Brady with the pass, and it is caught. But did he? Yep, he did. Stayed in bounds at the Butler 30-yard line. That was Hollis Mathis down to Akeem Snell.
Another holding call.
Yep, the hanky is on the field at the 34-yard line.
Oh, the freaks come out at night.
This will all be for naught for Penn Hills.
An eligible man downfield.
An eligible man, all right. And they're going to tack on another 10 yards back to the 30. So it's second down, and let's see. 20,
jeez.
32. Second down at 32. Yep. And it looks like Damian Brady, I believe, is taking a snap, and it bounces off his hands, and it goes right into the running back's hands.
Wow.
A high snap popped up into the air, and the running back, Dylan Bennett, hauled it in and ran it forward for a couple of yards.
When his hands are cold like that, kind of hard to get a grasp on that ball.
Pine Richland taking control of the game, leading Mount Lebanon 29-15. Pine Richland expected to be right there again this year with that quarterback, Phil Jurkovic.
Oh, yeah. Notre Dame commit, yep.
Third down. And very long for Penn Hills. Deep ball in the air. Incomplete.
Rodney Stubbs pass incomplete. Intended for Akeem Snell.
Pass incomplete.
Fourth down.
Fourth down. And
I think they'd be content just to, you know, take a shot at it here.
Why not? Clock is continuing to roll. I want to send out thanks to Ed Montgomery for passing along some scores to me. Thanks, Eddie. And reminds us, Ed being a big Pittsburgh Penguins fan, that the first preseason game for the Pens is only 18 days away. That's hard to believe, huh?
It is hard to believe. Oh, there's a bad punt.
And
get it. Oh, he's going to go.
It's picked up by the tornado. And tackled at the 2-yard line. The punt, what happened? Off the side of his foot.
Yeah, it was a high snap. It came back in the shotgun. And he just kind of pooched it in the air and it went straight up. And hey, but wisely so. I'm not exactly sure it was for Butler who picked it up there. Again, not being able to identify numbers up here. You know, one of the tornadoes, Stutely gets the ball and gets down the field, almost gets in for pay dirt.
Well, Butler may still go in for pay dirt here.
Let's hope so.
They have it at the 2-yard line.
I mean, Penn Hills was lucky there. They looked like they were almost sleeping there, and wasn't for Crandis McBasketball, you know, made the tackle there, and you know, it saved them the score. But hopefully, we can make up for it now.
And it's Brandon Flieger will go in under center with an I formation for the Tornado on first down and goal.
Oh,
flag is thrown. Is that a flag? That's a beanie. The bean
bag.
That
is a beanie.
The bean bag was thrown.
Julian Jones on the carry.
Jones for the Tornado. Julian Jones.
Looks like we lost about a yard on that, though.
Yes, he did. Or was that a flag? Yep, and it is a legal shift on the Tornado. That'll make it second down, and I'll put it back to the 7-yard line. Again, in under center goes Brandon Flieger. Fullback gets the call. Nope, handoff. And around left end and into the end zone for a Tornado touchdown.
Good fake.
And it was a good
Julian
fake.
Jones.
And that was Julian Jones with the touchdown for the Tornado. Julius Jones.
Yes.
And he is a freshman.
Great to see.
And that was a 6-yard run. And Emery Douthat on for the point after try. Good snap, good hold, and it is a good kick.
Very good.
Extra point by Emerson Douthat is good.
Makes it 54-21 with 2:50 to go. So some valuable varsity time for a lot of these young players for the Golden Tornado. And we're going to go ahead and pick our WRIC's primetime player of the game. I'm going to choose Luke Mihalik here tonight. Led the way with on all-purpose yards and had an 85-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
I think that is definitely a clear choice. But, you know, in the running there was, you know, I have to say, actually Logan Dubiak stepped in, started making some big runs, got some things going offensively. Obviously, I don't think that was the first choice of what Coach wanted to have happen. But you know what? I think he may have worked his way into the starting running back position because I think he was more valuable to the team offensively than he was defensively here tonight. So, but I do agree with you that Luke Mihalik definitely would be the one for what he has contributed to the team tonight.
So the Tornado will kick it away to Penn Hills. And it's a squib kick, and it bounces off one of the up backs. Finally picked up. And refusing to go down was Tyree Brooks for Penn Hills.
Tyree Brooks.
Extracurriculars.
Flags on the field.
And both teams will be whistled here, I'm sure, for unsportsmanlike conduct. So Luke Mihalik, our WRIC's primetime player of the game. You can be a primetime player, too, this weekend by visiting WRIC's Taproom and Grill in Meridian. WRIC's has great weekend specials, including their famous prime rib. Stop by this weekend and enjoy Butler's best prime rib at WRIC's Taproom and Grill, a proud sponsor of Butler Athletics and Youth Sports. WRIC's Taproom and Grill, Meridian Road in Butler. And congratulations to Luke Mihalik on being our choice for the primetime player of the game. Waning moments of this contest. Big lead for Penn Hills with 2.5 minutes to go. They'll hand the football off in a short gain to the 20. Actually, no gain, as this will start at the 20-yard line. Davenport on the carry for Penn Hills. So,
number 38, Darren Skidmore on the tackle.
Darren Skidmore with the tackle for the Tornado. So Butler will open the season 0-1 in the conference and overall. Penn Hills now 1-0 and 2-0. And they're off to a good start. Hand off again. This time Butler's defense waiting. Very nice. Davenport had nowhere to go. He tried the middle again. Anthony Scardino with the stop. He was right there, boy.
That's great.
Big guy, 6'2", 240. Sophomore.
You like seeing that.
Third down and long, what looks to be very close to the final play of the game. Rolling out is the Penn Hills quarterback, and running now is Brady and Damian Brady. And he will get to the 22-yard line, and that is it.
Tackled by number 14, Austin Rogers.
Austin Rogers chasing him down. And that'll make it fourth down. And that will be the final play of the game. As the final moments tick off the clock. And that'll be it. Final score, 54-21, Penn Hills. As I mentioned, they now are 2-0 overall, 1-0 in the conference. Butler 0-1 and 0-1. Up next for the Golden Tornado, they will play host to Altoona. 7 o'clock game time next week at Arpernardi Stadium on the campus of Butler High School. Altoona a loser tonight. Penn Hills, they have the Big Macs of Cannon McMillan here next week. So, Craig, back to the drawing board here after a tough night for the Golden Tornado here in week one.
Well, I think that Coach will see what he needs to do in regards to some personnel changes. I think they started to do that in the second half. I think it worked a little bit more favorably for the Tornado. Definitely light years away from where we really need to be. Offensive line-wise, got to get something going. You know, if you're not blocking or getting guys off the line, this season is going to be shot. So it's going to start right there, and then a couple fluke plays on the defense. We should be all right.
So, iconic for the Tornado scoring here tonight. Luke Mihalik with that kickoff return for a touchdown. Trent Ballant with a 6-yard touchdown run. And Julius Jones with a 6-yard run in the fourth quarter. And that will wrap it up here tonight. Final score again, Penn Hills 54, Butler 21. Craig, thank you very much.
Hey, Ron, happy to do it. Glad to be here with you.
Go start the van for me, would you?
that cold,
heater going,
move.
Man. I'm telling you what. I'm kind of glad it's a long walk to the band. So thanks again. Stay tuned. We'll have the MSA Sports Network postgame show. All the scores from week number one in the WPIAL conference and non-conference games. I want to thank Anthony Willison back at the station. Thanks, Anth. Also, thanks to the hospitality here at Penn Hills High School. We certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You did a nice job here. For Craig Lucas, I'm Ron Willison saying so long. Join us next week as the Golden Tornado play host to Altoona, the Mountain Cats, coming into town. 7 o'clock kick, 6:45 airtime here on WBUT. Thanks again. I'm Ron Willison saying so long. Have a good night and stay tuned for the MSA Sports Network Halftime Show. postgame show.
We thank you for listening to Butler High School Golden Tornado Football on WBUT Butler, a live sports presentation by the Butler Media Group, presented in part by the United States Air Force, Grand Rental Station, Dylan McCandless King, Coulter, and Graham, Downrange Supply, your local McDonald's restaurants, District Attorney Rich Goldinger, Butler Health System, and Sunnyview Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Don't forget, you can always follow the Tornado on 1050 AM and at WBUT.com and via the MSA Sports Network. And now stay tuned for the MSA Scoreboard Show, covering all of Western Pennsylvania with high school football coverage via MSASports.net.